Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger. Today, we are spending time with Japanese Breakfast, the brainchild of Michelle Zauner and her musical partner, Craig Hendricks. Michelle has this really rich creative life. She's currently writing a book. She scores video games and directs music videos. She released her debut album as Japanese Breakfast in 2016. It was called Psychopomp. Then came 2017's Soft Sounds from Another Planet, which is her latest studio album.
So I didn't want to follow it up so quickly. I wanted to really take my time with the next one, and I wanted to make sure that I really had something to say and wasn't like chasing money or like attention. I wanted to do it for the right reasons, because I think that people can really sniff it out when you are making art for the wrong reasons.
Michelle has released a couple of Japanese Breakfast singles this year. Her new song, Essentially, is the first one she's written in a long time. Michelle recorded the song Essentially in Bali with her co-producer and bandmate Craig Hendricks. He also co-produced the last Japanese Breakfast album, 2017's Soft Sounds from Another Planet.
I mean, really, like, Craig is a real virtuoso of, like, all these instruments, and the two of us have a really great collaborative relationship. And yeah, between the two of us, we produced it together and played all the instruments on the album.
How does it work in your head when you're arranging for all sorts of different instruments? Like, do you hear it all at once, or are you building it sort of as you go?
I think I'm building it as I go. I think that it's been harder as I've been more involved in production to remember not to come in with too many ideas at once, and that it's like a natural process that it comes together. But usually it's one instrument and then finding the groove and then adding the seasoning.
The seasoning. Like cooking. Yeah.
Michelle Zauner is also a video game composer. She wrote this song, Glider, for a game called Sable. Michelle says composing music for video games is different than writing songs for Japanese Breakfast.
Well, the structure is very different. Japanese Breakfast is, for all intents and purposes, a pop band, you know, that follows a structure. And with the soundtrack, you're not trying to hook anyone in, because, like, if you hear that hook, it gets very annoying, you know, because it's repeating so much. So it's kind of like the opposite process, where I have to remember that, you know, 10 seconds in, you're not trying to, like, leap into a really hooky section. You're trying to, like, kind of sprawl over time.
Your mom was Korean.
Yeah.
And your dad is not.
Yeah.
What was your connection, or how did you feel about the Korean part of your identity when you were growing up in Oregon and then, like, moving to the East Coast for college?
I interacted with my Korean identity a lot because I was born in Seoul and I went there every other summer. I was very close to my mom's family on that side. But then, you know, like a typical teenager living in a small town that's like 95% Caucasian people, you just become very neurotic and anxious about your differences, like anything, you know, if you're plus size, if you're Jewish, if you're, you know, I think that anything that makes you feel like you stand out in any way as a teenager or preteen, you just want to, like, dissociate from that as much as possible, because you want more than anything to just fit in. And I remember being in middle school and asking my mom to, like, not pack me lunches, and going across the street to a cafe with, like, a a more popular girl and like ordering the exact same thing as her, because I was so mortified that like I didn't know what to order, and we got like a plain bagel with cream cheese and like a semi-sweet hot chocolate, which is like so bland and just, I would never order that. And then I like still to this day, I was like probably 13 years old when I ordered that, and I remember it exactly because I was like, why did I, so crazy that you're just like so self-conscious about everything, you know? There came a time in my teenagers where I just, you know, my middle name is my mother's name, it's Chungmi, and I used to pretend that I didn't have a middle name, and I would use to do all these things to kind of go out of my way to just like, I don't want people to like think I'm that Asian girl, I just like want to be a girl, and I felt like it was this kind of scab. And then of course like you get older and more comfortable in yourself, and you really regret doing that, you know, and all the years that I like went to Korean school and just like slacked off, I really, my mom was like, you're going to really regret this someday. And of course, you really regret everything that your parent warns you are going to regret.
In 2014, Michelle lost her mom to cancer. A couple years later, Michelle released the Japanese Breakfast album, Psychopomp. And a lot of the music was inspired by her mom's death.
Let's pick a song from the record to jump into talking about that a little bit. Would you pick one?
I think track one, In Heaven, is a pretty good one.
Yeah. So the song starts with this image of the dog who's sort of confused in the aftermath of... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a listen. This is In Heaven by Japanese Breakfast. Was that a hard song to write?
It was a hard time period. I wrote that song probably a couple months after my mom passed away, and I was living in my childhood home where she had passed, and my dog, she started like licking her paws and like sleeping outside of my parents' bedroom, and I took her to the vet because I was worried that she had injured her paw or something, and the vet was like, did some big change happen? And my mom was very much her main caretaker, and you know, it was just really heartbreaking that, like, of course, that this dog is grieving too, and she has no idea what's going on. One day, like, her favorite person is just gone, and it just, like, really made me so sad. So I started writing that song after that happened.
About a year ago, Michelle Zauner, who records music as Japanese Breakfast, wrote an article for The New Yorker called Crying in H Mart. H Mart is a supermarket chain that specializes in Asian foods. In the article, Michelle used food as a window into her relationship with her mom and with her Korean heritage. Michelle is now writing a book based on that article. And even though she addressed her mom's death quite a bit on the first two Japanese Breakfast albums, Michelle still feels she has more to say.
And what better way to say it than in a 90,000-word book?
Is it 90,000 words?
That is what's in my contract, yes.
That sounds like so many words.
It is a lot, yeah.
It's terrifying, okay.
I think that for me, at least right now, the beginning of the book was a real joy to write because I was just remembering stuff I hadn't thought about for a long time. I was, like, really, like, searching... my memory for what was good, you know, how it started. And I think that, you know, for the last couple of records, it was just about dealing with what was bad, and the painful stuff really kind of takes over what was good. Because, like, when you're living as a caretaker for 6 months, it's, like, really hard to not have all of your memory of your parent be, like, from this time, because it's just so traumatic and really hard. And also just the most recent thing. The last time I saw my mom, she was sick. So my memory of her a lot of times is just her being sick. And I hate that. So the book was really about remembering, like, our relationship before that and who she was before that to try to, like, get back to those good memories. But then, of course, like, writing the hard stuff is really quite ugly and very difficult.
So Michelle is writing 90,000 words for this book. She's working on new music for Japanese Breakfast, touring, composing, directing music videos.
In some ways, I was a little bit of a late bloomer. I'm 30, and you know, for my industry, that's like ancient, I feel like. And I spent many years like really wanting to be successful as an artist, and so when it finally kind of fell into my lap, I was like, okay, now it's like really the time to say yes to everything and to go for it. And it's a terrifying mental place for me to like not have a lot going on.
I was gonna ask about like self-care culture. People are like, you know, you work too much, you really have to take time for yourself. But for some people, working a lot is a form of self-care.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with an Asian mom, so like that didn't exist, you know what I mean? Like there was no like take time to yourself. It was very like go, 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 go.
Don't you know I've always been this way?
So you said that your mom didn't really advocate, like, take time off and do some self-care. Was she into your music career or musical leanings?
Not at all.
No?
Yeah, not at all.
Is there a funny irony that your breakout album sort of has to to do with her passing?
It's very... Yeah. I mean, I mean I'm not a religious or even really spiritual person, but it is really quite difficult. You know, I played music for 10 years before I experience any kind of real success, and you know, it is such a strange thing because I'm heartbroken that my mom didn't get to see me experience success as an artist, and yet there's this hard, it's hard to believe that like if there is a God, my mom is like has her like foot on his throat, just being like, do whatever she wants, you know, like I don't like really believe that, but I think that it's nice to think about sometimes. I do think about that sometimes. Everything that happened has been, you know, and I think a lot of like what Soft Sounds was about too was about like it, you know, this like really terrible thing has just happened, but then like everything else has been really great. I got married, I have this great job, like all of these like wonderful opportunities keep falling in my lap. It does feel like she's looking out for me in a way.
Michelle Zauner makes music as Japanese Breakfast. She is such a creative powerhouse, and I found that conversation really inspiring. So thanks so much, Michelle, for making the time in your busy schedule. Thanks also to our World Cafe producer extraordinaire, John Myers, for all of his work on this session. I'm Talia Schlanger, and you're listening to The World Cafe from NPR.